welcome to the Race to Alaska podcast. I'm Jesse, the race boss, coming from the Northwest Maritime Center in beautiful Port Townsend, Washington. Today, we're going to break format just a little bit. We only have one interview for you this week. Can you believe, as we get ever closer to the races, there's a lot of things to do on our end? So you're going to have to sate your appetite by hearing from Team Rock the Boat. Rock the Boat is a great team coming from Seattle, and you might just remember their team captain, and that is Francesca Doherty. Francesca, who sailed as a member of Team Rite of Passage in 2022, who is currently the youngest person to ever have completed the race. What I find great about this team, well, there's so many things I find great about this team, but Francesca's bringing along one of her crew members who is positioned to break her record and become the new youngest racer to ever complete Race to Alaska. So pretty exciting stuff. Hey, before we get to that interview, I want to start preparing you as a race fan for the upcoming race. It's not only the racers that need to get ready. You need to get ready too. And this year, what does that look like? This year, Race to Alaska will be using the Yellow Brick tracking system. And you, as a dedicated race fan, are going to want to know how to use it. So go ahead, open up your phone app store, whatever that may be, and go find the YB Races app. Open that up, learn how to use it. It's going to provide you with a great interface this year for all of your 2 a.m. race tracking needs. And if a mobile app isn't your preferred method, then no worries, we are going to have a web version available at r2ak.com. Also, if you are currently not a user of Facebook because you've decided that you hate Mark Zuckerberg and that they're harvesting your information and that it's useless and a terrible place to spend your time, well, you're right about all of those things. But we do use Facebook quite a bit during the race to bring to you live coverage. That is where we post a lot of content about what's going on the race course, as well as on Instagram and YouTube. So bite the bullet, get over yourself, and fire back up that Facebook that you let go to dust back in 2014. We'll have more coming your way to prepare you for the race, but in the meantime, please enjoy this interview from Team Rock the Boat.
Hello, Team Rock the Boat.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at four of you on a screen right now, four girls, and so Henry's not going to make it. Is that right?
Yeah. So Issa, Henry, and Simone did an overnight last night, and I think Henry's feeling a little sick this morning, so he needed to take some time off.
So if I was a listener and there was a team of five people under the age of 18, I would really like to know the story as to actually how you sort of all came together as a team. So maybe whoever feels like they're the ringleader in this pack, perhaps you could just tell us a quick story, like where did you all come from and how did you get together?
I can say how we got together. It was sort of, okay, let me set the scene. I was in my nice cozy house. I was watching the R2AK movie, but I don't think it was the R2AK movie. It was the Bird Brothers movie or the Baird Brothers movie where they did the race. And I was enthralled. It looked incredible. Even the scenes where they were caught in these giant squalls and they were terrified, it looked amazing. So I was riding that high and I finished the movie and I immediately texted Simone and Francesca. And I was like, guys, we need to do this race. I know that we always say it because we have this thing where we say, oh, let's do this regatta. Let's do this crazy regatta. But I was like, no, like let's do this regatta. And I want to do it. Let's not make excuses. Let's actually try to commit to it. And they both said yes. And from there, we started recruiting more people. Specifically, Fran and Simone started recruiting more people like Issa and Henry. We had conversations about how and why we wanted these people. We kind of just went from there. I think our initial, like, go-get-it-ness really pushed us through.
Man, you guys are going to be in good company in this race of people who have crazy ideas and mostly never make them happen, but sometimes they do.
Yes.
So you went to look for crew. Now, were there any requirements for, the crew? Did you guys approach this from, okay, they need to have sailing skills, or was it more about like the personalities, or was it both?
I think like we were looking for like obviously had some sailing experience, but we all knew each other previously because we're on a dinghy team together. So we were all actually very close with each other beforehand. And so we were just thinking a lot about like personalities and like who are some people that we like feel like we can like spend a lot of time with and not like actually lose our minds. So I think that was like a big thing. And we're just like thinking about like, yeah, like who we like, what the dynamic, like the best dynamic that we could make would be.
And what's a good dynamic, do you think, for a race like this?
Yeah, I feel like in a race like this, it's like you have to be able to get along with everybody. And I've known all of you guys for like a couple years now, and I think we're all pretty close. And I also feel like there's a large aspect of trust because you're trusting your teammates to like sail the boat in the middle of the night where you try and sleep, which is kind of crazy. And I think we all trust each other a lot. And like through the training process, that trust has just grown. And I think that's really cool. So I think that was one of our big things too.
Yeah, I think that for any sailor will know, any offshore sailor in particular knows that feeling of I've got to go to bed, and how different it is when the team up there. I think trust is not necessarily about skill, is it? It's also about mindset and values, and how safe you are, or how many risks you take. Was anyone a wild card on the team, or was it all pretty, did you all unanimously agree that this was the right people?
I think it was pretty, well, I don't know. Anna, do you have something to say? I thought it was pretty unanimous, but maybe I'm wrong.
I am not the team mom, but I am the team like I'm scared or just I am like the team dad sort of. And that doesn't really make sense. Maybe like older sister. I loved all of the people that they chose actually. I thought it was really good. We had to have conversations about these people. Because with every person there's always like drawbacks and things that aren't amazing, but that's with every person, like even with me. But I did learn that having these conversations is a big part about actually making it to Alaska, which was good for me to understand that I need to start having these conversations instead of just, I guess, bottling it up in.
You know how difficult that is for anyone. I don't think it matters how old and gray you are. Having confrontational, uncomfortable, honest conversations with people, especially when they're your friends, is difficult, isn't it? And you kind of have to, good for you for kind of getting right in there early on and sort of saying what needs to be said. Yeah, and so your four girls and one boy, Henry, sorry to sort of like talk about the gender, but I am a woman, and I was young in sailing, so it did take my interest, let's say. And I said to Jesse, oh, I'd love to interview that group, because you sort of fly my flag in a way, although now I'm older. But how did Hen was Henry just also one of your friends, and was the gender, the fact that he's a man and you're a woman, was that ever sort of an issue, or did you talk about it?
Well, I feel like when we were making the team, we weren't thinking at all about like a gendered team or anything. We were just like honestly just thinking about like who do we want to sail with and stuff. And so like I feel like we didn't really think like it just kind of happened that way to be four girls and then like one guy. And like I mean, obviously it's like I feel like for Henry sometimes it's a little bit like weird. And but like honestly, like it's been fine. Like there I haven't really like we haven't really run into any like issues or anything like that. I feel like it's been we're all like really close to each other. So it hasn't been like that weird or anything. Like I haven't at least me personally, I haven't like run into anything that like it's kind of I don't know.
Henry feels kind of like a brother to me. I think like for you guys too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
A very relaxed relationship, I think.
I think sailing, I would always have said that sailing is actually a very gender neutral sport. And when you're on the water, it's sort of completely irrelevant almost that you're, whether you're a man or a woman or anything else you want to identify on, you literally wear the same clothes and it sort of disappears. Would you agree?
Well, definitely, I feel like it for sailing, it all comes down to like skill and less of gender. And like when you're sailing, it doesn't like matter if you're like a man or like if you're like a woman to come on top. It's more of like if you're like have more experiences or have a better skill level or like have been like training and practicing for longer.
Which basically means you're going to whip everyone's asses, right?
I want to add something to what Issa said. I feel like skill-wise on the water, especially when we do dinghy racing, like there's a lot of, I don't think the gender makes a difference in skill, but I also feel like sailing overall has been a fairly gendered sport just because of like the history of sailing. And I think I've personally been inspired by like a lot of female sailors like you and like Cole Brower. And I think it's really cool to feel like, I don't know, like maybe we're inspiring someone or just to feel like we're kind of following in your footsteps because it's just cool to feel like by chance most of our team is girls and we weren't even trying to prove that girls can sail as well as men. So it's a cool feeling. But yeah.
I just wanted to
Yeah.
jump in and say that as a person of color myself, I know that sailing is an incredibly predominantly white sport. And so in doing this race, I know that I haven't really seen any people of color do race to Alaska, and I really just wanted to sort of put myself out there to see or to show other kids like what you can do even if representation is severely lacking in your area, especially for Seattle and Washington. Incredibly white, and it's also pretty male dominated. So there will be some breaking of some stereotypes, which we're excited for.
Yeah, you don't have to feel any different, but it's important in my opinion to enjoy, as you say, the fact that just by doing what you do, you are going to create an example for other people who look like you, to say, hey, this can be done. And that's all that needs to happen. And that's something for sure I never had really was like that many women or, and whatever sort of minority group you feel like you fall in, it makes a difference, doesn't it, when there's people doing it. And young people too, which is another kind of category of underrepresented demographics and sailing, which I'm now going to use to link because we talked about the two elephants in the room, sort of like, well, there's many elephants. One of them's women at the moment because we're all girls. The other one is your age. I personally think that being young is like an absolute superpower, and I always have. And I'm interested to see what you think your advantage will be being an all under 18 team, a youth team, I suppose you might want to label yourselves as, or maybe you have a different label.
That's a good question. I feel like we've all been talking with each other quite a bit, actually. Like, how do we want to like represent ourselves? Like, do we want to be like a young team who's doing this thing, or do we want to just be sailors who happen to be young? And I feel like we don't actually really know the answer yet. I think we're just kind of going with the flow, and like we all just wanted to do this race because like, yeah, why not? Like, it's really fun, it's really cool. We'll learn a whole lot and meet some really awesome people. But I don't really think we know, like, I don't really know if anyone else has anything to add.
Anyone who's listening, there's a lot of polite, like, you go, no, you go, going on. I love it. It's brilliant.
Okay. I think one of the advantages we have is, well, obviously our energy. We're just super energetic, and since we're so young, we can sort of focus, even though we have a lot of school and other things, extracurriculars that we're balancing. I feel like our passion is just a lot more fiery, and I feel like we sort of have the big will to just get through this race and really do it, but not get through this race and like win the $10,000 and the knife, but more win for the experience. I think we're really excited to sort of find out what happens when we go and race to Alaska, what the things that we learn are, how our relationships evolve. We're just sort of excited for the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, I definitely like agree with that. And I think like being young, it's just like a really cool experience because I feel like it's kind of like you're doing something that like not a lot of people your age have done or even like thought about, which is like a really cool like feeling, you know? Like just like the fact that we're like training to do this and that we're like we haven't even started, but just like the fact that we want to do this and like planning on doing this is like really cool. And I know like it's like a really cool opportunity that like a lot of young people don't get, which is really awesome.
What about you, Issa? What do you think you bring to the table as a young team that might maybe what's your, I feel like perhaps a young team might sort of approach the race differently, perhaps to the other teams.
I think as a young team, we definitely have to approach the race a lot safer, 'cause like if we mess up and if something bad happens, then it kind of ruins like how other junior teams will be able to do the race. So we have to be a lot more careful with our decisions, and I feel like we have to play it a lot safer. But knowing we want to like race super hard, we're gonna play it safe, but we're also gonna like push our limits and stuff.
Ah, so you see, you feel a sense of responsibility to other future young teams. That's very
Yeah.
interesting. I bet that's something that people don't expect, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, well, when I did the race 2 years ago as well, I think my team definitely, we were like, if we mess this up, then the race organizers might not let any other young teams do it. So I think it's even, I'm really excited that there's like more young teams doing it now. Like there's Team Juvenile Delinquents, and I know a couple other people who are interested in doing the race, but haven't just like committed yet. And I think, I don't know how they feel. I'd be curious to talk to them actually, but I feel like because youth in this race are still quite a minority, I think we all kind of feel like we want to represent youth well and show that like it's the race organizers aren't making a mistake by letting us do this crazy thing.
I am absolutely positive that you will do it very, very well. I think you'd have to do. I truly believe that just the fact that you think that you feel that sense of responsibility and that you're even considering that puts you ahead of the curve of most of the other teams. Because in fact, we all have a responsibility in this race to do it well and to be safe and to make good decisions because we all kind of represent the safety of the race. And perhaps it just feels like there's a spotlight put on you. But I think that that will be a superpower. The fact that you've got that in your head, it's almost like there's a deeper meaning to every decision you make. So tell me about the boat and sort of how you chose that.
Yeah, so there's actually a very cool backstory behind the boat that we're racing on. So it's a Santa Cruz 27, so it's 27 feet long, and it's a quite a fast boat actually, but it's also like very sturdy, and it's done R2AK twice now, so this is its third time. And one thing that we wanted to say is that so last year, this is the same boat that I raced on 2 years ago. And after the race, it was like it didn't work for us to keep the boat. And we sold it to a really, really awesome family from Port Townsend, actually. And the daughter's name is Grace. She's really cool. And this year, we reached out to them and we were like, we know this is crazy, but can we borrow your boat, basically? And we're like in a really good friendship with that family. And they said yes. So we're actually borrowing the Santa Cruz 27 back from them. And it's like we probably could not do this race without them, and we're really grateful. So that's just a really cool opportunity. And the daughter Grace, I think she might do Race to Alaska soon. Maybe we'll see. But she's gonna come on the proving ground with us, and we're super excited. So yeah, it would not be possible if they hadn't lent their boat to us.
That is so cool. That is so in the spirit of the race, like family style, like bigger community. Good for you for asking. And are you going to make any changes to the boat? What's the sort of what's the human powered aspect of it?
So, well, our resident like human power expert Henry isn't here today, but he's in charge of the paddle drives, and we're hoping to have two, and there'll be one on each side of the stern. And we're not really sure like how they're going to work yet because they're still in progress, but definitely pedal drives. So that much we know.
I like that. So human powered Henry, excellent. That's a good name for him.
Definitely. He definitely, we have to kick him off the pedal drives now and then for us to get a chance to chain, which is actually really good. Like that's what you want when you have to pedal like for hours and hours. So
So something else I'd love to know about is I actually read an interview that your team, Francesca, gave sort of at the end of the race. But this is sort of a question for all of you is, about your mentors in sailing. Like, are there people kind of encouraging you along, or are you literally sort of fighting your way and inventing it as you go? Do you have any mentors or role models or anyone that's sort of on the team, on the wider team?
I think for sure. I mean, we have a lot of people that are helping us out and are like supporting us, but I feel like all of our biggest supporters is like our parents. They're doing a lot for us right now. Like just this past weekend, we had Henry's dad and Francesca's dad come out with me, Simone, and Henry for an overnight trip, just like 'cause it was crazy, and they're so helpful. And they'll help us with anything, and they like help us organize a bunch of stuff. But also, just like we know a bunch of people in the sailing community, and like our coaches, and like people we've met in the past years, and we can reach out to them and they'll help us out. And yeah, just like a bunch of different people.
So, anyone giving you any really good nuggets of advice or sort of funny suggestions or anything like that?
I feel like I don't know about specific pieces of advice, but I think there are definitely people who've impacted us a lot. And I think, like, for a lot of us, the person who impacted us the most was our first sailing coach, Annie. She's like a total badass woman sailor, and she is just so supporting of all of us doing things like this. And I think she's kind of the reason that all of us, well, she's the reason all of us met each other, actually. And I think there's just a lot of really awesome people in the community who have helped us get here. Like, we're the ones doing the race, but there's so many people backing it who we couldn't do it without. And I think, like, our sailing coaches and people who invited us out on the water, like Issa said, is just like really key to that.
Woohoo, thanks, Annie.
It's been really cool to just sort of see the community and even our friends rally together and help us and try to help us with these crazy feats that we're trying to accomplish. It's really, really awesome to see everyone, like truly everyone, try to lend a helping hand.
So when people go up to you and they're like, "Oh, what are you up to?" In June, and you say like, "Oh, I'm racing to Alaska in this crazy race, with a bunch of my friends on this boat," and they go, "But why? why are you doing it?" I'm interested to know what it is that's like really pulling you in.
You know, I think that's a really good question, actually, and I don't actually really know. I think there's something about this race that kind of draws people in, and the scenery up there is just absolutely stunning. I don't think I've seen wildlife like that anywhere else. And I think there's just such like growth that comes through doing something like this, and I think having the skills to be able to sail to Alaska without help other than who's on your boat and what you have with you is really special. And I think I'm just really grateful that we get the chance to do that. And I think, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just a really cool community and like goal to accomplish.
Yeah, for me, honestly, like I'm like part of the thing that's like drawing me in is that it's hard. Like it's so hard. And like it's just I feel like it's really gonna push us. Like, you know, I think I wanna like experience that, you know, and I wanna see like how far I can be pushed and like what me personally like I can accomplish. 'Cause like if we do this, like I feel like my mentality is definitely gonna change and the things that I can like do and accomplish. And even if we don't do it, like even just the fact that we like want to do it and that we've started preparing for this, I feel like it's all like changed our mentality so much. And it's just like it's gonna be hard and it's gonna be so hard. But if we overcome this and like just everything we doing, it's just like I don't know. I really like that it's like gonna be a hard challenge. I think.
I am like grinning from ear to ear because you are singing my tune, girl. I mean, I totally agree. I think that when you do something difficult, it's almost like the whole, like if you were to imagine what's hard being like the baseline, it's like every when you do something hard, you stretch that. And so that baseline increases, and then everything else in your life takes this new perspective. So what do you think, Simone, is going to be the hardest thing for you?
Honestly, like I think there's many things, but honestly, I think the cold is gonna be a challenge for me because I mean, I've been cold before and like, you know, we sail dinghies and stuff, so we've been cold, but for like days on end, like I mean, it's gonna be, I think that's gonna be a challenge for me and definitely some other people, but like, I don't know. And also just like I think just staying up and just like keep pushing yourself like every day you, there's no breaks. Like you wake up, you know, you're just trying to push the boat and push yourself to get there basically. And like I mean, I think that's going to be a challenge. I think there's a lot of aspects of this race that are just going to be challenge. I don't know what other people are thinking for that, but the cold is definitely one for me.
Well, make sure you pack your woolly hat or your. I'll have
Yeah.
a hot water bottle.
But we were just talking about, yeah, Fran has a hot water bottle and she's like, I'm definitely bringing on it on the race because last time she didn't have it and she was like, I'm for sure bringing it this time.
So it's quite funny because we've just now talked about what you're going to find really hard. And now I'm pulling it back to the original question for Anna and Issa, which is what's pulling you in? What about you guys?
I mean, I don't, I think my original idea of like doing R2AK came from when Fran did it in 2022, and I was just like, wow, like that's pretty cool. Like, and I don't know why, but I made it one of my like life goals to do this race. I have like two life goals that like when people ask me like what is a goal in life, one of them was do R2AK and one of them was like cross the Atlantic, like race across the Atlantic. And so now I'm doing like one of them, and like I wanted to do one, like I wanted to do R2AK when I was a junior. And now I'm doing it as like a super young person, and if I do it, I'm gonna be the youngest person to ever do it. I'm beating Fran's record of being the youngest person, but yeah, I just made it one of my goals in life to do this race, and now I'm doing it because I got the opportunity.
God, you're ticking those li that list off quick. You better add some things on, girl, otherwise you're gonna run out. What about you, Anna?
For me, I think for me, it honestly comes back to, or at least partially comes back to just representation. Like, I have been sailing since I was, God, I don't even know, like 5. Not like real sailing. Like, my dad took me out. And my dad is also white, and he's a man. And I just have so rarely seen people that look like me in the sailing world that, like, this huge race. Of course, it's going to be so fun, and I'm so excited for that. And it also has like a huge media platform, and I kind of want to, I guess, use how I look in a way to show people that, like, yeah, yes, there is one really type of pe person that is regularly in sailing, but there are so many other types of people, and the fact that we need to work to include more people and create a more accessible community for sailing is so important for the future years. I really just wanted to be seen and I wanted other people to be seen because I know that a lot of my brown friends in sailing, there's a lot of disconnect between them and their other friends where they love the sport, but it can just feel so isolating sometimes. And I really just wanted to bring some awareness to that and bring some representation to our younger generations, even younger generations.
I'll be interested to see what you do or what you all do, maybe as a team after the race, because something that we've sort of seen in the past, you know, as sort of minority groups have gone sailing, may be it all women or young people, is that they have this spectacular sort of high profile experience. But they then, you know, it's great, for example, that you're, you know, one of you's a second timer and that you're, you know, that you're, you know, Francesca, you're already passing, you're already enabling future generations, or well, generations perhaps not, but to do this race. And I think for all of you, we'll probably be keeping an eye on sort of like, you know, maybe there'll be something that happens afterwards to sort of cement the impact that you make. And I would I guess I would encourage you to do that, to have a think about what you could do with that platform afterwards. Because I'm sure that the Maritime Centre is definitely interested in getting, I guess, getting more of everyone sailing, you know, albeit your background, your economic status, your gender, your color of your skin. I think that we ideally need to open that door wider, and you're going to be in a really good place to do that. That's very inspiring. Well, should we leave it on one more final note? Do you guys have any like, what's the personality of the team? Do you want to like, do you have a team song or a mascot or like a dance or something?
So we do have a team song actually. So our well the team name Rock the Boat is actually like a song that we all like really liked, and like it was like a really big song. So that's where we got like the inspiration for the name. It was from this song.
Wait,
Anyways,
how
that
does the song go?
it's like friend, you sing it.
We should
All
all
sing
sing it
it.
together.
We should
Ready?
all sing it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Rock the
The
boat, guys.
boat.
Okay.
Okay,
Okay.
wait, where are we starting from?
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby.
We
Rock
rock
the boat.
the boat. The boat
Don't
over. Rock the boat.
rock
Nice, girls. That's brilliant. Okay, so you got so we should start playing that on like la you got some speakers coming on the boat?
Oh,
Oh,
we, yeah, for
no.
sure.
Actually, Nikki, before we go, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You have any, like, I know you've done R2AK and won. Like, do you have any advice for us?
I think that winning R2AK or doing well in any race comes as a result. It's like it comes as a result of a good team. And I would just encourage you to approach the race from the direction of how do we have a great time as a team? You know, of course, like safety is like, of course, you have to be safe, but how do we have a great time as a team? You know, how are we going to have fun? How are we going to have a good time? How are we going to look after each other? And allow that to fuel your result. I think, you know, I think that if you're looking at most decision-making processes, it goes wrong when you're offshore sailing. When you look first at, you know, how do we go fast or how do we win or something like that. You look at that before you think about all the actual things that are actually really important to you, like having a good time and, you know, each other and safety. And so I guess I would just keep that in mind.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Team Rock the Boat, it was good to talk to you, and I bet you've inspired some followers. So the last thing I'll leave you with is there any way that everyone can follow you? Do you have a blog going or anything like that? And where should they find that?
Oh, we have an Instagram. It's called Team Rock the Boat. Yeah, it's a public account. Follow it. We'll post updates and just like practices, post lots of pictures and vlogs.
All right, thanks, gals, and we'll leave it there. Have a good Sunday. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Rock the Boat. I believe they are one of four Santa Cruz 27s this year. So, for those of you who really enjoy a good match race, you're going to have some fun stuff to watch this year. It's a short one this week, everybody. We're going to call it there and bring you another episode next week. Ciao.
Race to Alaska is a project of the Northwest Maritime Center in Port Townsend, Washington. To learn about our other projects or how you can support them, please visit us online at nwmaritime.org.